Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Everybody's been talking about it, and we need to put in our two cents, too. Philadelphia has a chance to beat Washington. Last night in the primetime game, the Sunday night game, the season finale for the regular season, and Doug Peterson in the fourth quarter goes to third-string quarterback Nate Sudfeld and takes out Jalen Hurts. And Peterson has been crushed roundly. Players, coaches, executives, most of it anonymous, but a lot of it not anonymous. Obviously in the media, been getting slammed. People saying he, you know, robbed the game of its integrity and he lied. He said he was playing to win, yet he benches Jalen Hurts. And just he was sticking it to the Giants. You saw Giants, even Eli Manning, the former Giant, tweeting about how Philadelphia just hates the Giants and that's why they did it. All sorts of criticisms of Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles. Rob Parker, I want to get your viewpoint. Where do you stand on this?
I stand behind Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles.
What?
Stop the noise. Eagles! Stop the noise. Stop the nonsense. You know what? It kills me. Wow. You mean to tell me that everybody didn't have their panties in a bunch when the Steelers decided to sit Ben Roethlisberger and all those other players for Pittsburgh when there were five teams vying for a playoff spot and that gave the Browns an advantage? Everybody bought into that it was okay for them to rest their guys. And if I'm Doug Peterson, what he did, he did two things, Chris. You know, no, he did three things. Number one, he made sure his team was going to get a better draft pick. That's fine. Number two, screw the Giants. You don't need help from us. Win your own damn games, and you don't need help. Why should the Philadelphia Eagles give a rat's ass about the New York freaking Giants? You win your own game. Don't ask for any help. And number three, I love the idea. You can't ask your players to lay down to preserve the pick, right? You can't ask Jalen Hurts not to play well or anybody else. What you do is you put in the other guys, the lesser competition, and just let them play. If they win the game, then tip your cap and you help the Giants. If they don't, oh well. What he did was above board rather than asking somebody to play down or stand down. Put Jalen Hurts in and go, you know, we really need that pick. You don't need to play that great. You would never say that to a guy. So rather than do that, you put in a lesser player. And if he excels, Chris, tip your cap. You're not going to tell the kid not to play. But if he doesn't and it benefits the organization long term, come on, man. Everybody's gotten it wrong. The Eagles and Doug Peterson, they wow. did it right. Wow. I love what they did. And screw the Giants. All wow. those Giants belly aching as if they deserve to win the division with a 6-10 record or whatever it would have been, like they got cheated. No, you cheated the game. You cheated the NFL thinking you were going to get a free pass to the playoffs because the Eagles had to help them. The Eagles? Hell no, Giants. I'm fired up, Chris.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, Doug Peterson, coach of the year.
Oh, stop it. Enough. 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 Now, wow, you shocked me. You shocked me, Rob Parker. And I'm going to say this. I do agree with you on a few things. It sounds like you're saying, but your whole premise is that this was about the pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not to compromise the players
and asking them to do something. Right.
Right.
That's where, look, they get the sixth pick. They would have gotten the ninth pick had they won.
That's three spots.
I don't think it was about the pick.
I'm just saying,
personally,
you would have hurt yourself.
Okay. Right. So if that's your take, and you're right, if you're going to try, if you want to lose a game, are you listening, New York Jets?
Right.
If
tell
you
them.
Want to lose a game, you're not going, you never tell your players go out there and don't play well. You just play the guys that aren't as good and, you know, you they play their best, but they lose. That's how you do it. So I'm with you there, but where I disagree, I don't think this was about the pick. Now, I also agree with you on this, Rob. They don't know the Giants a darn thing.
Right. Nothing.
So Giants, shut up. I mean, seriously. They weren't thinking about you. You think they like Washington more than you?
They're all in the same
really?
Division. Exactly.
You think they like Dallas more than you? Come on. They're all rivals. Get over yourself. You're not that important. All right? This wasn't about sticking it to you. And like Rob said, if you want to make the playoffs, how about you win more than six games?
Yeah.
How about that? All right?
Can you imagine, Chris, a team with six wins belly aching that another team didn't win?
Exactly. Just stop it. That's weak. I like the Giants had a nice end to the season. I like the young kid, Joe Judge's coach. So I'm fine with that. But stop. This is beneath you. This had nothing to do with you. Here's, Rob, where I disagree with Doug Peterson. And all those that are, it's the integrity of the game. I'm not with that. That Doug Peterson and the Eagles had the right to do what they did.
For their football team.
And I think, look, Big Ben is 38 years old. he was banged up. They had played a bunch of games, you know, no break. So I do think it's different them resting him. It did affect the playoffs because obviously if they had beaten the Browns with Big Ben,
the Browns
then
wouldn't
the Browns
have, got in.
Have made it.
Right,
but
that's all I'm saying.
I see why, you know, you can understand more why he really needed a rest for the playoffs. I get that. I would get it if the Jets trying, you know, had been in the race for the number one pick and they decided to sit some guys. Here's my problem with it. I just think, Rob, it was a dumb move. I think it was a horrible decision, not because of the integrity of game, not because of the Giants, but because who's your quarterback? We don't know. You got Carson Wentz upset, supposedly, reportedly upset with Doug Peterson. He may ask for a trade. That's what the reports are saying. Are you going to try to work it out with him? Is he your guy? I need to know more about Jalen Hurts. I'm not sold on. I like what I see. I think he looks a lot like a Dak Prescott. You know, he's got. I like the intangibles. I think he's a winner. I think he's a leader of men. I think he throws it well enough and will get better. He
not
obviously
great.
Can make plays. Yeah, he's not, you know, Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, but he throws it well enough. He can make plays with his legs. I think he's a leader and a winner. But I would have loved, Rob, to see him in that position. Big game. I know you don't have anything to play for, but big game, playoff implications for the opponent. What do you do? Let's see. And so I wanted to see Hurts in that position. I think Peterson thought about it like this, Rob. We got nothing to play for. Season's over for us. Nate Sudfeld's been a great soldier for several years. I want to get him some reps. And if you were getting crushed or crushing Washington, I would have been with that. But you had a chance to win, and I want to see Hurts in that position. He ran for two touchdowns. He wasn't throwing it great, but he ran for two touchdowns. He was making plays. You had a chance to tie it with the field goal, and you went for the touchdown. I think, again, not to throw the game. I think Peterson's thinking, hey, it doesn't matter if we win or lose. Let me try to go for it on fourth. But it was a bad decision. Kick the field goal, see what Hurts does in the fourth quarter. And I think, Rob, the players that did play, they you owed them a chance to win the game. And you threw in the third stringer, which you didn't, you know, of course you're probably hoping he pulls it out, but you threw in the towel. And I think you owed it to the guys that played. And Rob, I'm not saying this is the case, but you can risk losing your locker room with a move like that.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I think they understand it, and when it's explained to them.
You think Hurts understood it? Yeah, he's a good guy. He's not going to say anything.
That's a lost season, that win or whatever. It's better for the organization, and it's not compromising the players. It's not asking Hurts not to do this or that. That's the only thing. You could have it two ways. If you found out that he told Jalen Hurts, Chris, to play down
You
can't do no. That would lose. I wouldn't have respect for a coach like that who's telling the guy to don't throw a touchdown or throw a pick or you know what
but
I mean?
Why'd you even play Hurts, though?
No, he could
this is not CYO, Rob. This is not, you know, JV high school football where, he's works hard in practice. Let me get him some, you know, run in the last game of the season. No! He's getting his money. He's getting paid. That's enough.
You know who's sick over it, right? Martin Weiss had a ticket in Vegas for the Giants to win the division. Oh, my God. He was so sick.
Do you know how much he would have won?
I think close to $1,000. He was not happy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. He's our good friend from our New York City days. Now, of course, he's in Philadelphia at the Fanatic 97.5. He co-hosts The Fellas with Lincoln Kennedy here on Fox Sports Radio on Saturday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. Our man Anthony Gargano. What's up, brother?
Anthony.
Oh, happy New Year, my boys. I love it. That's the way to start a New Year.
You know it.
Good to have you on, man. And look, I don't know. I haven't heard your take yet on this, but yeah. Rob Parker surprised me in defending, not only defending, but applauding Doug Peterson. I thought it was a horrible move because Anthony, I wanted to see Jalen Hurts in that type of situation. See, does he lead us to victory? I ain't worried about the integrity of the game and all that. I just thought he should have played to win. And he clearly didn't, And you can lose, to me, you can lose the locker room that way. What's your take on this whole situation?
All right, let me preface it by saying I was a fan of the process. And I still am a fan of the process, right? And that is the Sixers, who needed to restart their franchise by gutting their roster, right, and they were banned on purpose, all right? What Doug Peterson, one of the worst coaches in the history of the NFL, and it's masked by a Super Bowl.
He did, that gives him a lot of cushion.
And let me tell you something. He's a stone fugazi. But what he did was weak. W-E-A-K, weak.
You hear that, Rob?
And he'll be exposed by his players. That's the minute, listen, you could sit whoever you want. And I agree with you when it comes to the integrity of the game. Like, I don't, you know, whatever. It is what it is, right? Right. We throw that out a lot. But you got a major quarterback problem. Like, you don't know what Wentz is.
Right.
Right? You're trying to figure out who Hurts is. You got a spot, right? Now, think about this for a second. The kid was moving the ball. Imagine if he pulls the game out. Now, listen, I'm all 4-6 pick, Robbie, so I get it. You get number 6 versus
you
number
already
9.
Know. Hey, Anthony, let me just say this. Anthony, I'm just going to say, here's my 3 points.
Yes.
A, the better situation with the pick. B, instead of asking, you're not going to ask players not to play hard or not to try to win. So rather than do that, you put in lesser players who maybe can't get it done. If they do, right? If they do, then you tip your cap and it is what it is. And the other part, screw the Giants. Why should the Eagles look out for the Giants? Screw the effing Giants.
I hate the Giants.
Right. I don't think they're thinking about the Giants.
But I'm saying they don't owe the Giants anything.
If it was the Cowboys, that's a whole other beast, man. Because I hate those MFers, right? So I hear you. But all kidding aside, what if Hurts pulls it out?
Right.
He'll feel great about himself. Right, like you denied him the opportunity. At least if he makes it close, he's going to feel good about himself. What about his offensive line? What about the rest of those players on defense who played their balls off on defense, right?
Thank you.
And what's the message, Robbie? Robbie, what's the message
you
to
know
those
what?
Guys?
It's love. Love is the message. You remember that?
Love.
That jam. Love is the message. No, Anthony. It's a lost season. And all I'm saying is you don't want to hurt yourself in the draft order, right? You need players. And the other part is if you could stick it to the Giants, why not? Why not?
So because you think the Giants they did that.
No, because the Giants. No, I'm just saying, but it's no, I'm not trying to help you, Chris. I'm not saying that they went out and their goal was to hurt the Giants, but I don't need to help you. And all the belly aching, you liked Anthony, all the belly aching from these ex-Giants and Eli Manning and all these people.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, Eli,
that made it worthwhile.
Up.
Yeah, that
no,
was
listen,
weak. For
they
me.
Can't cry because they were 1-7.
Right.
Like,
right.
So you can't
win
cry.
Win more than six games if you want to make the playoffs. How about
that?
That's
all right,
Anthony, here's where I'm at. I got a two-part question for you. One, they don't, to me, looking at Doug Peterson, Howie Roseman, they don't seem to like Jalen Hurts. I mean, I don't mean personally, but to me, they don't believe in him. The way they've kind of treated him over the last few weeks, he has a great game, leads him to victory, but, well, we'll see next week who's the starter, all that. And two, do you think Peterson may have lost the locker room with this move?
All right, so I don't think they don't like him. Ask Carson Wentz. They treated Carson Wentz horribly. Like, listen, that report yesterday came out of the Eagles. I believe that. That wasn't a Wentz whine. That came from the Eagles. Now, as far as Jalen's concerned, you know, I don't think they dislike him at all. I think they were just playing to put. Doug is not a bright man, all right? Let me try to be kind, all right?
he's not very articulate in his press conferences.
No.
He doesn't navigate the press conferences as well. And I think some of the messages get confusing when he speaks. That all said, does he lose the locker room? He's like, he's a former player, and he's got that player's attitude. So, like, Jalen Reagor leaves the game, and he's tweeting. So while he's out of the game, he's tweeting. Now, right. That's because Peterson's a player's coach. So I don't think he loses the locker room, but I think he's a terrible offensive coach. I think he runs an antiquated West Coast offense, and he's the worst thing for Jalen Hurts.
I don't know where they're going to go. When I see all these reports from anonymous GMs and different people, it just doesn't. It's not glowing about Jalen Hurts. And I wonder, that keeps, you know, up until whether or not Wentz wants a trade. What are you hearing, though, Anthony? Like, just players, you know, players talk about other guys if they believe in him.
Yeah.
What are they saying about him? Because just all the other stories aren't glowing. Not that he's a bad guy or he's terrible, but they just think other guys are better than him.
Than Wentz you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, there's something strange about Wentz in that players, and you know this, you guys, from being around, you've been living in locker rooms, you understand this, players have a sixth sense about a guy. And there's something about Carson that rubs them the wrong way. I don't know what it is. On the surface, he seems like a good dude. You know, he wants to win. But, like, there was a problem with Alshon Jeffrey. There was a problem with DeSean Jackson. There was a problem with some guys, and they didn't really care for him. Now, he's from North Dakota. He's not cosmopolitan. He's a hunter. He's a little square. I don't know if that's it. But, and I think he's also like a type A. And I think he's got an issue with Peterson, and he's got an issue with how Peterson runs his offense. But there's something strange around him. I think they're so messed up right now. It wouldn't surprise me if they drafted another quarterback.
Oh, gosh.
Justin Fields or Wilson.
So, well, I was going to ask you.
That's how crazy it is.
All right, so we got a minute for your answer.
Yeah.
Who would you say is the starting quarterback next year, game one?
Hurts.
And Wentz has been traded?
Yeah, Wentz is out. I can't imagine Wentz being back here. And I'll be honest with you. If it was to me, I would have fired Doug Peterson yesterday. I would have fired Howie Roseman yesterday. I would have got a new coach and tried to fix both quarterbacks. Instead of this nonsense where you got to pick one, I got to try to fix Wentz and nurture Hurts. And because I can't come out of this thing, I'm in cap hell, and I can't come out of this thing without a quarterback. And that's what they're looking at right now. They could have zero quarterback. Traded Wentz and Hurts doesn't work out. Now where you at?
Wow.
All right.
Anthony,
that's our man, Gargano.
Great stuff, brother. Happy New Year.
Love you, brothers. Happy New Year, my man.
You already know it, man. Come on. We were in the trenches together, man, when we were young reporters in New York. Shaking the bushes, man. Y'all be they don't
Anthony
know.
You're still young. I don't
right
know about
Anthony?
Rob. All right, brother. Peace, man.
All right, brother.
Stay
peace
well.
Out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You brought this up with Rod Woodson, and you know I didn't want to give it away because I knew I was going to
talk about it this segment. Just wanted to get what he was going to say.
Well, you wanted to try to rub it in my face is what you wanted. Because I've been with Pat Mahomes as MVP all season long, and guess what? That's right. My chest is stuck out. My voice is full of bass. There is no reason for me to change. That's right. I said it. And look, I know Aaron Rodgers is going to be the MVP.
You don't even doubt it, right? You know that, right?
It's become clear over the last few weeks. And you know what? Rodgers has been good and he's been great. I will have no problem with him winning the MVP. He's been that good. There's no doubt about it. But my thing is this, Rob. I really believe Pat Mahomes has become a victim of his own greatness. I mean, what was it? Maybe 3 weeks ago when he began, quote unquote, falling off. I mean, if they have a close game, people act like, Mahomes just isn't, he's not really playing like he was a few weeks ago. He not doing what he did last year or the year before. What? They can't have a close game?
They can't have a few close games? If he doesn't throw for 400, we're like, what is up with Pat Mahomes? Rob. Okay, wait,
go ahead. Can I just jump in before you continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Chris, I hear your point. And he was playing well despite, like, not having eye-popping numbers, but playing
did
well.
Did he have a bad game? Did he have one bad game?
No, but let me okay. – but he had six games with under 100 in quarterback rating, including his last four. Chris, and his last game against Atlanta was his worst quarterback rating of the year, 70. I'm just talking about – you're talking about what happened the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And he struggled against Atlanta to score.
What did he do in that game, though? That's my point.
No, but he struggled. But he struggled against
them. Was leading the game-winning drive and throwing a 25-yard touchdown pass to a game winner.
But he had two touchdowns. He had two touchdowns, one pick,
right, and three.
And the offense was against Atlanta, where Tom Brady shred. They don't have Chris. They expect Patrick Mahomes to do what Tom Brady did to that Atlanta defense. That's all I'm saying. Would you admit Atlanta's been porous all year?
I mean, look,
he had his lowest quarterback rating against that team.
People have been picking Tampa Bay's defensive backs apart, and Aaron Rodgers can't do anything with them. Aaron Rodgers was horrible. That was a really bad game. That was a horrible game that Aaron Rodgers had. Aaron Rodgers didn't play well against Carolina. Threw for what, 140 yards?
But Chris, how do you make 48 touchdowns?
For Pat Mahomes is two touchdowns, a pick, and he threw the game-winning touchdown. He didn't have one really bad game all year. He was 4-0 against playoff teams. He didn't have the running game that Aaron Rodgers had. Aaron Jones was fourth in the league in rushing. He didn't have the defense that Aaron Rodgers had. The Chiefs defense is ranked 16th. The Packers is ranked 9th. I'm just saying, like, he became a victim of his own greatness. The expectations are so high. Let me put it this way. Pat Mahomes had six straight games where he threw for over 315 yards. Heck, he averaged 316 yards a game. Aaron Rodgers had like three games where he threw for more yards than Pat Mahomes averaged. Pat Mahomes averaged 316 yards a game, best in the league. And Aaron Rodgers only had three games in which he threw for more yards than that.
But what you know that when they figure everything in, Chris, then tell me why Aaron Rodgers had a better quarterback rating and better QBR. Because everything's factored in. What you're talking about, it ain't just yards. It's about interceptions. It's about all kinds of other things.
Mahomes had one more interception.
No, I know. But Aaron had 10 more touchdowns. I mean, right? Mahomes had 38, Rodgers had 48.
That was the most definitive,
huh?
Is that Rodgers had, you know, a nice cushion in the touchdowns.
He had 10 more.
He
was number one in completion ratio, completions, 71%. Right. And I just told you, quarterback rating and QBR, those are four big stats. And having the least interception. So I think Aaron Rodgers, Chris, you're right. I think there's part of looking at Patrick Mahomes from that first year when he had the 50 touchdowns. And, you know, so anything less than that now, and people think, oh, well, you know, it ain't 50. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
And I think there's a part of that. But I just think Aaron Rodgers the whole year, Chris, and the other thing, too, to help Aaron Rodgers is that he led them to the best record, you know, to the number one seed. I think that's a big part
of
it.
So did Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes, they had the best record.
But I'm saying it wasn't like Mahomes had it and Pat and Rodgers didn't. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, look,
if he didn't, you would make a case. You could make
I'll even give you this. Because like I said, I'll be shocked at this point if Aaron Rodgers doesn't win it. And it'll be fine. It'll be, you know, like I said, this won't be robbery or anything like that. But you can also even say when a race is this close, as you and I always talk about, you nitpick.
And you could even, I mean, even though Mahomes had played well enough, they had won enough games to sit out the last game, that can be a feather in Aaron's cap, that he played all 16 versus Mahomes playing 15. But I just think, like I said, my main point is that Mahomes has become a victim of his own greatness. Because I'll give it to you. There were many weeks where he was really good, but, you know, he wasn't magical.
Like he had been. You'll admit that, Chris. You were games you would say he was okay. You know, like he was okay, but he played fine. But you weren't like you were a year or two ago where you were glowing every time you came in talking about the game you watched.
But in those games,
it just didn't feel the same.
In those games when he was like that, he'd have 300 yards and two touchdowns. You know, and they win, and we're saying, when he was a rookie, we knew he was going to be great. Everybody, that was the projections. But it's part of it was he was a rookie. And look at this kid. But I just think now, and again, I'm not going to raise a stink when Rodgers gets it because it's well-deserved.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, there is big news in the NFL. We know that this is the Monday when so many coaches get fired. And we've had several lose their jobs already.
I'm going to call it White Monday. Why's it got to be Black Monday?
I know, that's why. You notice I didn't say that.
Why got to be Black Monday?
Right, right. But
Black Friday. I told Chris, it's black every day for us.
Right, that's right, that's right. But Anthony Lynn, of course, with the Chargers. Adam Gase with the Jets. Doug Marrone down in Jacksonville. No surprises, but... And here's the thing, in Denver, John Elway, who has been their head football decision maker for, the past decade, he is, they're promoting it as a promotion. He's going to become the team president or stay as the team president, but they're going to hire a new GM who will be the final voice on football matters. Okay. What's your thoughts on this?
Fire John Elway. Come on, Chris. They stripped him of final say. They didn't promote him. They gave him a cushy job because he won two Super Bowls, and he brought in Peyton Manning, and they won a Super Bowl with that great defense. He has been horrendous.
Wait. Wow. You just said he brought in Peyton Manning and Chris, won a Super Bowl.
Okay, you want to go look at all the quarterbacks that they've drafted and the mistakes that he's made?
No doubt.
That's why they're taking away his final say. My point to you is they're saying once they take your power, Chris, or neuter you, you're no good. John Elway's just trying to save face because he's the guy in Denver, and they don't want to make it sound bad. I was in Detroit when they had to fire Alan Trammell as Tiger manager. There have been great players who've been fired all the time, okay? Just accept it. Thank you, John. You got us a Super Bowl. We appreciate it. But he has been, Chris, making picks and trying to identify a quarterback. Come on, man. He's been a disaster. Am I right?
You're right on the quarterback. That defense, look, I'm not saying he put it together, but that great defense, and they've been good in defense for most of the time, it's under him. Now, you'd think he could get you a quarterback. Obviously, he hasn't been able to.
It's like Michael Jordan drafting people. I'm serious. It's been that bad.
That's actually a pretty good comparison. But here's what I'm going to say, Rob. You can't fire John Elway?
Michael Jordan got fired in D.C.
Yeah, but he wasn't the king in D.C. He wouldn't have got fired in Chicago. I mean, John Elway is king there. Two Super Bowls as a player. One as a GM. Even though we know he wasn't a great GM, but still. And I think this is perfect, right? And you talk about Elway is saving face. Now, he said he talked to Ozzie Newsom, and he made it sound like he's kind of ready to move on. Who knows? But the fact is, he's about to live a cushy life.
Nah,
he's gonna get paid big money. You know what I'm saying? And he's just gonna be John Elway.
But don't sell it like that. Don't sell it like it's a promotion and this and that. Once you say to people, Chris, this is my only thing, that he won't have final say in football operate. That's a demotion. That's what he had.
But how do you know he didn't have anything to do with it?
I don't
believe
that.
He didn't just say, step away. Look, I tried. I did get us a Super Bowl. But, you know, I'm ready to move on. I get what you're saying, and we don't know. Did he have something to do with it? Was he ready to step down or step away?
Right, or did they push him?
Right. There's no doubt. Look, is he – he's not going to – he's president, right? But he's not going to have anything to do with football. Do we really think he's qualified to run the organization?
No.
Business operations or whatever? That's my point. He's going to have a cushy job. He's going to get paid all this money and be John Elway. They get to say he's still associated with the franchise. That's a plus. As long as he's not involved with football, what's it hurt?
John Elway, can you sell hot dogs in Section 320 since you don't have anything else to do?
Hey, I wouldn't mind a job like that. The president of Denver. He'll probably never have to show up. He'll go to games, watch, and have fun.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.